Jenna Lorenzo is director, writer, producer, and star of Les Bombes, a film that premiered at the 2018 Bentonville Film Festival, winning Best Narrative Feature Jury Award, and is now streaming on Netflix. This summer, she's writing several new screenplays while in residence at the Writers Colony at Derry Hollow in Eureka Springs. Sunday, she'll deliver a public talk about her life and work. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich tells us more.
Les Bombe, L-E-Z-B-O-M-B, is about a closeted lesbian Lauren who's invited her new girlfriend Haley to come home with her for Thanksgiving, fully intending to come out to her family. Her mom, however, is under the impression she's bringing home her longtime roommate, Austin, a guy. Here's a clip of Lauren calling her mom the day before with Haley listening in.
Mom, when are you and your friend coming tomorrow? I need a game plan. I don't like surprises.
I'm coming at like 10. She's coming a little later.
Okay. I love you. Bye. Mwah.
I love you too. Bye. Mm. She doesn't like surprises.
Surprise. I'm not a boyfriend.
Right.
The roommate, Austin, played by Brandon Michael Hall, has a secret crush on Lauren, so invites himself as well, covertly disrupting the coming out. Jenna Lorenzo, who wrote, directed, and co-produced the comedy feature film, leads the ensemble cast. Her girlfriend, played by Caitlin Mayner, noted actors Cloris Leachman and Bruce Dern anchor an array of scenes as very funny and acerbic grandparents. Deidre O'Connell plays weary Mother Rose, who operates a motel, along with her bickering husband, Kevin Pollack. Other family join the celebration, creating certain chaos. And as the title infers, Lauren eventually drops her ground-shaking news on her dysfunctional family.
Well, I mean, it is close to home. I mean, I literally shot the movie in my childhood home. And the motel is my mother's motel that my grandfather built in the 50s, and my mother still runs. So the story is quite personal, and the characters are based on or inspired by my family. And of course, some of it is punched up for comedy. But the experience of coming out for me had a lot to do with, you know, stepping outside of the expectation I had for myself and the expectations I thought my family had for me. And really, I wanted to explore that idea of, like, the acceptance that I was fighting for was my own, because I think a lot of things in life, the conflict is largely an internal one.
After premiering at the 2018 Bentonville Film Festival and being widely lauded on the LGBTQ film festival circuit, Les Bombes leveraged a rave Hollywood Reporter review, making it a possible contender as a queer holiday comedy classic.
It'd be a dream come true. And hearing you call it a warm comedy, it just, like, really touches my heart, because that was my intention is to capture that warmth of family, but, like, the pressures around family and the dysfunction within every family, and trying to tell a story that's relatable and accessible. I personally feel like comedy is a wonderful vehicle to do that, because if you can disarm people with comedy, I think it gives an opportunity for them to be more receptive to the subject matter, particularly if they have an opinion of it.
Lorenzo, who classifies herself primarily as a writer, recently played a supporting role in the Oscar-winning Green Book about a biased working-class Italian-American bouncer played by Viggo Mortensen, who agrees to be a paid driver for a famous African-American classical pianist, brilliantly acted by Mahershala Ali, together touring the country, including the Deep South, in the early 1960s.
It was a wonderful experience just being on set and being able to watch people like Viggo and Mahershala and Linda just work with Peter and try to just soak it in like a sponge, because there's just so much to learn from people with that talent and those skills and experience. So I just felt it was this incredible opportunity to just continue to learn and grow.
This summer, Jenna Lorenzo has cloistered herself at the Writers' Colony at Derry Hollow in Eureka Springs, her first time on the Ozarks.
I had no idea what I was coming to, where I was coming. It was wonderful surprise coming through Main Street and just seeing all of these old, beautiful buildings and all the stone and the springs and all these posters for ghost tours and healing modalities. I was really excited when I saw all of that. And so I've been I've been writing quite a bit, but it's easy to get distracted by the charm in the town.
Lorenzo is a recipient of the colony's Getting It Right Fellowship, funded by Eureka's LGBTQ community, the Village Arts Council, Local Flavor, Brews Cafe, and Regalia Handmade Clothing. At the Writers' Colony, Lorenzo's working on two new feature comedy scripts this Sunday at 2 p.m. The Writers' Colony at Dairy Hollow and Five and Dime Drama Collective are hosting a showing of Les Baum. Afterwards, Lorenzo will conduct a Q&A with the audience about being a screenwriter.
The greatest challenge is maintaining energy through all of the no's, because there's far more no's than yeses. And so I think that when I have the opportunity to chat with students or other creatives or other writers, I love having the conversation around telling a story that are really grounded in one's truth and heart. Because like when it cuts to the core like that, I think that it gives you that energy and passion to sustain a project from start to finish. And so those are the conversations I love having.
The event will take place at Main Stage Creative Community Center at 67 North Main Street in Eureka Springs. Refreshments will be served. Admission is free. Donations appreciated. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
The Writers' Colony at Dairy Hollow provides uninterrupted residencies for writers of all genres, including chefs, composers, and artists. Over 1,400 writers from 48 states and 11 countries have stayed at the colony. If you'd like to apply for a residency, you can visit writerscolony.org.